السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأتباعه وذرياته وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم، هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض، لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون. وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت رسل من قبلك، وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق، فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا، إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحياء شعبة من الإيمان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected علماء كرام، حفاظ كرام، ملزم برادرز الإسلام، الله سبحانه وتعالى is our creator, our nourisher. He's our sustainer, He's the Khaliq, He's the Malik. And at every given time, every given moment, we got to recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The state of the mind should be such that in any action that we carry out, we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. In Surah Naml, Allah ta'ala asks us, Allah khayrun amma yushrikun. Is one Allah better or that which we ascribe partners to? Ascribing partners in a broader meaning. One is the kafir ascribing partners. We know he's got his idols, the kuffar. But we as Muslims also ascribe partners many a times. And if we think to ourselves how we ascribe partners, we have hope in everything else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That my business will do, my father will do, my sons will, my children will do. We forget Allah is the doer. And Allah will make it happen for us. Allah khayrun amma yushrikun. Then Allah ta'ala asks, amman khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the skies and the earth. Wa anzala lakum min as-samai ma'a. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةَ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْتُمْ بِتُو شَجَرَهَا. Or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the skies and the earth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brings down the rain. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes the beautiful gardens grow. All you can do is plant the seed. You can't make it grow. That is all insan can do. The rest is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. Then Allah ta'ala asks us a question. A'ilahumma Allah. A'ilahumma Allah. Is there any Rabb besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should answer by saying, La ilaha illallah. All say, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There is no other Rabb but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Balhum qawmun ya'dilun. Allah is complaining about us. That what kind of a nation are we? We are unjust. Then Allah ta'ala, the following ayat, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. This ayat I'm missing before that. إلههم الله بلهم قوم يعدلون أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا. Allah Ta'ala is that being who has created the earth, made it stable. Imagine when we walked, if there was always turbulence, if there was always an earthquake, a tremor on the earth, how unstable it would have been. جَعْلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعْلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعْلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. Allah Ta'ala has created the mountains, the rivers, the streams. Allah Ta'ala has separated the waters, the salt water from the sweet water, the oceans, the colors of the waters. Can anyone do it? Then Allah Ta'ala asks us the same question again. أَإِلَهُمَّ اللَّهُ. Is there any Rabban Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Say, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. That there is no other Rabb. This yaqeen must come into our hearts. That there is no other Rabb but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرْ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. That all His ni'mats upon us, when we are in trouble, when we are down, when we are, you know, that moment comes when you are depressed, and there's nobody else. You went to whoever you want to go. And the biggest mistake is, we didn't go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Now when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that state of depression, and that worry and concern, Ya Allah, there is none other that but you that can help me in this predicament of mine. Yujibul muhtar, and Allah accepts your dua at that moment. Da'a wa yakshifu as-su' wa yaj'alukum khulafa' al-ard. And Allah Ta'ala took out the difficulty from you. And Allah Ta'ala made you the managers of the earth. A ilahumma Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. So this yaqeen must come into our hearts. That none can do but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala asks, Amma yabda'u al-khalq. Allah khayrun amma yushrikun amma yabda'u al-khalqa. Thumma yu'iduh. Wa man yarzuqukum min as-sama'i wal-ard. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created us. And how Allah Ta'ala has created us? خَلَقَكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمْهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah Ta'ala created us in the darkness, three darknesses, the darkness of the stomach, the womb. And in that darkness, Allah Ta'ala designed us and fashioned us. 11 systems in the body. 11 systems, 80 limbs. Allah Ta'ala didn't only create the limbs and the blood, He created the brain and made it think in the womb. He didn't only create the eye, He made it see in the womb. He created the ear and made it hear in the womb. In this darkness, who did? Allah did. There's none other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Oh, you believe. Remember Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat upon us. That Allah Ta'ala has created us from nothing. When we're not even worth, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You're not even worth being mentioned. You were a dirty drop. From there Allah Ta'ala created us. Today we've become proud and we've forgotten who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah is bringing our attention to this point that I am the Allah and you've got to return to me. اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Is there any other creator but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who sustains us, who nourishes us, who looks after us? There is none other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illahu. There is none other, la ilaha illahu. There is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this yaqeen must come into our hearts. There's so many promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Yet shaitan makes one promise. Shaitan makes one promise to us. And we accepted the promise of shaitan and forgot the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan has promised you poverty and he has taken you towards indecency. This is what shaitan has done. So this iman that we're supposed to have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to stop. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says that when a person starts sinning, then before his iman goes, the first thing that goes from his iman is his haya. Al-haya wa shu'batun min al-iman. Haya is a great branch of his iman. Shaitan has called us towards this indecency, towards bihayai, towards shamelessness. Al-Iman wal-haya qurina. Iman and haya are like a joint. If one is gone, if haya is gone, your iman is definitely going to leave. Now, my dear respected brothers, in our lives today, I'm going to bring about, sometimes we talk, and you know, we do the Amr bil Ma'ruf, and we encourage people towards good. But we forget to say what is the wrong, so people don't take the cue. We forget, it's a bayan. Mawlana talk about haya, very good, alhamdulillah. But where is the bayhaya in our lives? So I'm going to go in a few minutes into this, inshallah. Certain things that have become very common that nobody even bats an eye. For example, the clothing of not only the woman, the men also. Look at the cyclist, the sports, the tight clothing you wear. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can't even look at that man. Every mountain or stone is being on his body can be seen. You are comfortable in that with those people. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll be grouped with those whom you love. Now, all those people who are bare haya, wearing those tight clothes, you are those with those people cycling and moving along with them, women, men, all wearing tight clothes. Where is our haya? You're a hafiz of Quran. You are with all the sports people. This body, we say, no, we have to become fit. But this body, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasab, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that He's created you, خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ ضُعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. That after your strength, you're going to become weak. And that weakness will come. And so much of effort to keep this body strong. What about the ruh that is going to take you right to Jannah? More effort has to be made on the ruh, on the soul. The body can I'm not saying don't make an effort on keeping the body fit. Now we say no, sports is everything. Now because of keeping the body fit, the ruh is being sacrificed. So our haya is being sacrificed the way we dress because everybody is dressing that way. We are playing sports, we're wearing shorts. A man's satr is from his navel including his knee. Has become common. You're wearing short pants, you're showing your thighs. Where is our haya? Where is our haya? Nobody's talking about this. The son can come in front of his mother, 20, 25 years old, 30 years old. He's running with his boxes in the house. No haya. The women folk, how they dress. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Shaytan has, we've sacrificed everything just for our sustenance. But we forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is sustaining us. We will send our daughters to university. A shaitan, your daughter will get divorced. My daughter will get divorced. What will happen to her? Why are you there? What are you earning for so much? For yourself? All this while you say, I'm earning for my children. Now all of a sudden, my daughter has to become self-sufficient. So you have put this fear of, a shaitan has put this fear of faqr, of poverty in your hearts. And now the next thing, we have forgotten haya. We have sent our daughters to the universities. We're not against worldly knowledge. We are not against worldly knowledge. We are against secularism. We are against the method in which they have been taught. You see this whole system of secularism. Quickly just round it up for you how it works. Very simply. We don't realize. But from the time the child is small, we're outsourcing. Mother is going to work, father is going to work. So breakfast time, the mother is too busy giving the child breakfast. So what she does? The best, the easiest breakfast is Cocoa Pops. So put the box of Cocoa Pops there. She's busy getting ready. And this child is eating the Cocoa Pops slowly. He's looking at that monkey on that box. That monkey is smiling at him. And he's smiling back at the monkey. He goes to school. What's happening next? We talk of Darwinism. You are created. You are not from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but your creation came from monkey. This is what he's taught in school. He comes back home. Weekend, father asks, what must do? Mother says, let's go to the zoo. We're going to go see the monkeys. Whole chakkar. Monkey chakkar. That's why we say, monkey see, monkey do. Are we like that? That's not our life. Allah Ta'ala asks us in the Quran, That فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where have you got lost? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ. O insan, what has put you in deception from your Rabb? Why have you lost trust in our Rabb? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Allah is so kareem. He's so merciful. So kind. He's made all arrangements for us. Why don't we just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What has put us in doubt with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going, O insan? Like a mother says, oh my son, oh my child, what have you done? What are you doing? Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. O insan, where are you going? Shaitan is... وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, Shaitan will come. You say, Ya Allah, this friend of mine's called me and that friend. And you say, Shaitan told me to do this and Shaitan told me to do that. Shaitan will come say, but I told you nothing. I only invited you. You did it on your own. You had a choice. I've got nothing to do with all this. Allah warned you and I also invited you. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah is waiting for us. Allah is waiting for us. Come back to Allah Ta'ala. Bring haya back in our lives. Put our amal correct. Come back to the masjid. Find peace in the masjid. We are looking for entertainment all the time. When are we going to find peace in the masjid? When are we going to find peace in talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I will finish off with this one hadith. Beautiful hadith that I read the other day. That the closest a servant can get to his Allah is in sajda. The closest a servant can get to his Allah is in sajda. Find peace in sajda. And the closest Allah gets to his servant, fi jawfil layl, the layl portion of the night when everybody's sleeping. That's the closest. The life of our kabirin, some of them, see, if you can't get up for tahajjud, at least make wudu and go and sleep with wudu. When you're turning at night, at that time your du'as are accepted. Haji Farooq rahmatullah alayhi, when he used to sleep at night, and when he's turning, Ya Allah, apni muhabbat nasib farma. Dua is accepted at the time. Anytime you turn, your eyes always open. Oh Allah, grant me your love. Grant me your muhabbat. Grant me your recognition. Oh Allah, grant me maghfirat. Short dua. That 1 second you made that dua and you turn. You don't know in which moment the dua is accepted. That time Allah Ta'ala is closest to us. So let us turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is waiting for us. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Where are you going, O insan? We have to die. We are going to see our amal. Allah knows everything. Allah knows those what we forgot, what we did, intentionally, unintentionally. Allah is ready to forgive. But are we ready to take that step to come to my Allah? Allah is waiting for us. Allah Ta'ala give me, give all of us perfect.